Hey, it's 10 o'clock, so let's get started. We don't have a ton of people on, unfortunately, but I don't want to waste everyone's time either. So I am gonna turn it to Melanie first for a 911 update. Melanie, you wanna go first?
Sure. Can you hear me okay? Perfect. I am working on the last few PSAP P25 agreements, and then we'll start sending out some to the dispatch centers. So the dispatch centers that are on the P25 system can be ready for that, and we'll work back and forth to get those agreements taken care of. Other than that, I think that's all I've got.
Mike V, do you want to go?
Yeah, so the program team's still programming. We're trying to get through the requests that have come in the last few weeks. Garrett's working on making sure those happen, as well as some other programming efforts that have come in and been requested. So please know that we are working through that. But if you have not heard something from Garrett or myself, to reach out again. We have been working on alias updates. I believe everything that's come in, other than a couple of things this week, have been updated so far. So you should see those in your databases coming through. And we have a person that's working on that part time to assist with that. So working through that, continuing to program and work on get things cleaned up and keep going. That's all I have, unless there's questions from anyone.
Muted there, Tina.
Thank you, Dan. Does anyone have any questions for Mike V or his team? Okay, Phil and Dan, take it away.
Okay. Yeah, we've just got a couple updates for everybody today. So we've been going through an effort to basically merge P25 talk groups with VHF talk groups. So when the system was created, there was basically a one-for-one P25 talk group created for every VHF system that was linked to the main P25 system. That ended up being, I think, just shy of about 200 talk groups across the state. And then out of those 200 talk groups, there were probably about 40 of them that ended up in long-running permanent patches, where the dispatch center would patch the VHF P25 talk group to a P25, we'll call it P25 only talk group, so that they could basically operate as one channel. Through a bunch of investigation and issues reported by agencies, out in the field, we found that those patches were causing some areas of slowness. And so we wanted to start reducing those. So we saw an avenue to basically combine those two talk groups by taking the VHF talk group. And since it was being permanently patched together with the main P25 talk group, let's say it was, a Law 1 channel in a particular area, we saw the opportunity to be able to take those P25 talk groups and basically tie them on the back end without actually creating a formalized patch. And thus reducing the number of patches and reducing the issue with the slowness that we had on the system. Happy to report that we've reduced those by almost 50% today. I did check out, I did verify that our time, the issue that we've been seeing, has reduced by at least 50% from what we've seen in the past. And so we continue to make improvements on the system. Some are coverage related, and some are just, these odd corner cases that we find. Along the lines of coverage issues from a segue perspective, as Tina mentioned on the board meeting, we've been working to replace antennas to better optimize the coverage being generated by our site. So we weren't completely satisfied with the way the antennas were casting their gain patterns throughout the different counties. And so we went through and took I'd call it a second or third look at this, and identified 50 antennas that we're going to be going and replacing to basically optimize the coverage in the particular area. The first of which, the first of those antennas are arriving in 2 weeks. We don't have a formalized schedule for your area just yet, but we'll be getting one. And so if you have a specific question on that or something like that, please email us and we will let you know what your date is as soon as we know what your date is for replacement. Yeah, it looks like we have a question here in the chat.
Yeah, Jamie Harsh, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, I'm Jamie with the State Parks. Wondering if there's any plans to do anything with the repeaters on Antelope Island or keep at 800?
I assume we just, if it's just a conventional 800 channel, there's no plan to remove it.
So they can still use it?
Yeah.
But it's not on the P25 system, or is it?
I don't remember. I don't, not off the top of my head.
As I understand it, it's just a regular conventional resource.
Yeah.
And we're not replacing any of those or doing away with any of them currently. So,
it's a standalone repeater. It's not tied into dispatch from my, to my knowledge, and it'll,
they patch,
I guess,
it occasionally, but
sorry, what was that?
They patch it.
They patch it sometimes, but it's very rare.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't expect that to go away anytime soon, Jamie.
Okay. So they have the 7000, the Motorola 7000s. They just keep using those? They don't need to get them updated or anything?
Not for use on the conventional channel.
Yeah, not on the conventional, but if you have to interoperate on the P25 system, they should be up to version 34. The firmware should be updated to 34.
Is it 34 or 35 now, gents?
Well, 35 is the latest, but
34 is the
35 or either one.
But the 800 site that's out there is should stay running.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, the conventional should. Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Great question, Jamie. Thank you.
Rita.
I'm done. Go for it. Dan's up.
So just two quick things. In the last month or two, we've had some issues with BDA interference, actually pretty severe interference. And so it pushed us into a policy to require Class A amplifiers only. Those are channelized, so they only amplify what's programmed into them instead of an entire band. So as you get, if you've got fire marshals, most of the fire marshals know that we've gone to that. They have their procedures in place. But just know if you have somebody that talks about adding a BDA or needs to be pointed in the right direction, Class A is the way to go. And if they have any need for detailed questions, they can contact me directly. And I'm happy to help them any way I can. The second thing, going back to the discussion of the antennas, I've run an ERP, the detailed ERP report, the power output basically for every one of the sites, and it appears that a lot of them are just a tad low. So along with the antenna optimizations, we will be going through and improving the power output on those sites as well. So
information. Thanks, Dan and Phil. Does anyone have any questions about? Sorry, was there another comment or question? Okay. Well, if no one has any questions on those, to Phil's point about the schedule of the antennas, like he said, we're going to get our first shipment around April 11th, which we're obviously pretty anxious to get. We've prioritized the sites based on the impact that we believe the new antennas will have. And so we've got a tentative schedule, unless something dramatic happens, like where on South Mountain, our antenna fell off the site, so off the tower. So unless there's an emergency like that, then we would we'll keep with our schedule. I've thought about how to publish that, if we should put it out on our website or if we will just notify by county. And I think what we'll do is just end up notifying the chiefs and PSAPs in the county that we'll be making the changes to, so that they can, they understand that they'll see those changes and then also watch for the improvements in their coverage. So that's probably how we'll go about doing it, rather than publishing something on our website. And we'll continually get in the antennas, because we've asked them first to rush the order and second to push them out to us as they manufacture them. So our plan is to be very aggressive on that. Our plan will be to be very aggressive on increasing the ERP at each of the sites also, because we understand that that will, all that will do is improve your coverage in your areas. So those will be two things that will be beneficial, and I think that all of our users will see the benefit of those. Are there any questions or comments so far, or anything that one of the division heads did not cover that you wanted us to? Okay. Hopefully you all received my newsletter on Friday. I sent that out on Friday afternoon, and then we pushed it through our listserv. Go ahead, Chief.
Hey, Tina, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Hey, when you guys figure out problems with the system, sorry, I came into this a little bit late. You guys found the patching issue in Moab. When you guys find those problems, you communicate with the dispatch center, correct?
That's right.
And you expect the dispatch center to disseminate the information to the rest of the folks that are using that system in that area. Is that how it would work with you guys?
Probably, and probably unfairly so. I should probably maybe send a follow-up email to all the chiefs in that area, so that I do probably just unrightly so just think, okay, the PSAP will just will be, you know, our messenger, and I probably shouldn't do that. But yes, we and then we put it out in our newsletter. But yeah, we do obviously communicate with the PSAP, because we're making adjustments and they need to know about them, like on the back end patches that Phil was talking about. Prior to us making the change on the back end, the PSAP would have the patch on the front end of the console. And once we do that and tie that together on the back end, they cannot patch it on the console level, or it will cause a weird looping. And so they are our primary point of contact when it's related to anything that they do, but probably would be best for me to also do a follow-up email to the area chiefs when we make changes like that.
Okay, I appreciate that. I just was wondering how that your expectations of information being disseminated would go. So I appreciate the clarification on that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question, because it's a good point. And sometimes, like I said, I think too, because I come from the PSAP world, I put some on them that is probably unfair on my part, and I should do a better job of communicating that with everyone that it impacts, and not just expect that the PSAP will do that. So
sure. Okay. Thank you, Tina.
But if you have not read through the newsletter, it is really kind of a recap of everything that I went through at our board meeting recently. Our next board meeting is May 7th. Obviously, those are public meetings. Everyone's welcome to attend. I really get into the weeds with my board on what the issues are, what our projected solutions are, where we're at with those and things like that, because I want there to be the transparency for everyone. And I want everyone to understand that the board is hyper aware of where we're at. And I want our users to understand exactly what we are seeing, what we know are our issues, and what we're doing to work on those and resolve those. So the newsletter this time was basically a recap of what was covered in the board meeting. We've got a couple more newsletters planned over the next, hopefully, couple of weeks. We'll be doing one we just did one on the BDA, so hopefully you all read that. And if you haven't, if you could please forward it to your local fire marshals, that would be great too. And so if you have an idea, or if you think of a good topic for a newsletter, if you'll email me directly, that would be fantastic. Something that maybe we think that you guys know, or that we've communicated, but you guys have questions, or you hear amongst your groups, whether your police groups or PSAP groups, or your, the chiefs you serve, or whatever, your the people you serve. If there's newsletter ideas, please send them our way, because we want to be able to feel like we want you basically to be sick of us over communicating is really what our goal is. So I saw that there was a chat to sign up for our newsletter. Yep. Thank you for whoever. Thanks, Mike, for adding that in. Jamie, good question. So I do want to get back to doing some programming classes now that we're things are on the programming side. I say are slowing down, but they're just not as crazy as they were during cutover. But I do want to get some classes scheduled. So I would challenge Mike and Garrett to look ahead and see if we can't book a couple of dates throughout the state where we can do some programming classes. And even I think that one of the things we know going up into the Uinta Basin is that they're asking for is to for us to do a quick review of how to update your firmware. So even though that's really easy and you can buy the cables, depending on the radio you have, if you have a Motorola radio, you can buy the cables from Amazon. But it's a simple thing that doesn't take a whole ton of time per radio, but it is very valuable for how your radio will behave on the system. So I think that if, you know, we need to probably start doing some classes on that too. So.
Great. Thanks. The Harris is quite different than the Motorola.
Most definitely, Jamie. Most definitely. I agree. And we definitely should do separate classes, one for the, and you have to have specific cords from Harris to do the Harris radios too. So I recognize that for sure. So great point. All right. I don't think we have anything else. I mean, I can rehash the newsletter, but I think that if you guys have any questions, you know, please reach out to us, any of us directly. I'm always available too. If you're frustrated with anything, please don't hesitate to call me. I have a lot of people call me and I'm happy to take their calls. If you have local meetings with the chiefs and the groups that you guys serve on a local basis, local level or regional level, statewide level, whatever, I'm happy to come out and we're happy to address the group. So please don't hesitate to meet with us. Are you seeing a decrease in the number of issues and complaints being received by UCA? I would say in general, yes, I think we have a lot of them. That we can kind of say, okay, this is because of this and this is because of that. I think that, interestingly enough, we had an issue reported the other day, and when they called me, I failed to ask them if they had updated their firmware because I thought we were down the road so far that had, you know, everyone had done that, but it ended up being a firmware issue. So, I mean, we're still seeing random things. What I don't want to see is people stop reporting issues because we want to continue to improve, and I think that we will be continually improving the system for the life of the system, quite frankly. But obviously, I think in the next several months, we'd like to see some big improvements. We are expecting our software patch the end of June, 1st of July, that will resolve some of the issues that we've got on our list with L3H. We're working and meeting with the products team and our at the escalation engineer team every week, at least once a week, but we have a set meeting on every Monday morning. And so, and I think too, what we're seeing is if you guys report issues, the sooner you report them, the sooner we can get on top of them, especially if you've had coverage and then all of a sudden you don't have coverage. For instance, we had, I kind of alluded to it, but in Tooele, we had an antenna fall off of one of the sites we have down there. And so their coverage changed, obviously, because all of a sudden they're down a site. And so we got that resolved yesterday. I think we're there again today doing some testing, but we got a new antenna put back on the tower. yesterday and have done all that work, and we're finishing up the job today. So we really rely on the reports from you guys, because you guys are out there and experiencing it. And sometimes not all of the systems, not all of the elements of a tower or a site are attached to an alarm. And so we really rely on the information from you guys to let us know when we have issues. And we did get a new ticketing system. It kind of goes into good detail in the newsletter as to how that works. But if you go to our website, you'll get a ticket number once you submit an issue, and that will help you track it, and also acknowledges you right away. We did get a lot of feedback right at the beginning that people wouldn't get a bounce back to say, hey, we received your issue. And so we believe that the ticketing system will be able to help us track those easier and get away from just having an Excel spreadsheet, which is how we started right after cutover. So do we have any other questions or comments from anyone? I know that there's the other thing I will say is I know that there's a lot of agencies that now that they've been on the system for a month or two or three, some cases four or five, that have come back and said, hey, we want to change our code plug and we want to make adjustments. We're getting ready to go meet with the group from the Uinta Basin. There were talk groups that they didn't have on their original code plugs, and they're making some changes and adding some talk groups. So if that is something that as a county or a region that you guys want to do, we're happy to do that. Obviously that will take a lot of time, and it will be something we have to schedule out, but we're happy to do that. We appreciate Lakana scheduling a meeting for us to go up there to meet with that group on April 10th. But we're willing to do whatever we need to do to make sure that you guys have the talk groups that you need. If you need new talk groups, new additional talk groups created, we can do that. That's easy for us. Obviously, as soon as you create a new talk group, it's going to require reprogramming for everyone that impacts, which obviously we understand costs you guys money in manpower time. But whatever you guys need, we want to make sure that you guys have the things that you need. So. Well, if there aren't any other questions or comments, I don't see anything new in the chat group. We appreciate you guys that have called in. We wish there were more that would call in and get engaged, because I think that there's a lot more people out there with questions and concerns, but we appreciate those of you that do take the time to call in on these monthly calls, and hopefully you find them valuable. We'll keep doing them every month, though, and sending out our newsletter. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us when there's an issue. There's nothing else. I guess we'll end it.
Thanks, Tina. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Tina.
Thanks, Tina, very much.
Appreciate it.
Guys, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tina.
Thanks, Chief.